Welcome back to the Faith Frontlines podcast. We're just 2 weeks into the new school year, and we've already done a lot of work and troubleshooting that comes with the beginning of a new school year.
It's true. My caffeine intake has been a little higher than normal the past 2 weeks, but it is so good to interact with students after a summer where they weren't in the building. And so it's fun to be back in the classroom myself as well. And I think that the students have done a really great job.
They have done a good job. There's a lot of good things happening in the classrooms. Our teachers are working hard.
We're a little tired from the work of starting up a school year. So today's podcast is more of a no notes type of podcast, just a conversation, a little less polished than we've done. We do plan to share some of our memorable moments and things that have happened to us in these first 2 weeks. And we hope to tell you a little how we're doing.
So thanks for joining us here for our third episode of Faith Frontlines. Jordan, if you had to describe the first couple weeks here in a few words, what would they be?
Well, we already kind of talked about it in the intro, but busy is one of them. There have been a lot of days where I have been here very early to very late, and that's something that comes with startup. Mm-hmm. So that's okay. It's not I don't say that to have battle scars or to gain any special attention or anything like that. But that's one word that did come to mind. Yesterday, we concluded our add drop, specifically drop period. And so it does seem like my work is kind of settling on that front.
Yeah.
Maybe you give me a word for that you can think of, and I'll see if I can think of some other words while you talk.
Yeah. I have to think of whirlwind. Uh-huh. It may have a negative connotation, I'm not sure. But to me, it's like a lot of good things are happening, and it's fast-paced. Things are happening fast rate of speed. Just little details like we were talking about that just is the start of a new school term. Mm-hmm. Little things that maybe we didn't even anticipate or think about. It's just, you know, working through the schedule for the first couple of times, working through, you know, one whole cycle of an academic week. Comes up with little things. Yeah, there's all kinds of little things. Just getting people oriented to the building.
Has it felt different to you this year being like with administrator responsibilities, or I would say how has it? Because I'm sure it has.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, definitely. I find that the administrative side of things is just a different perspective on the school year. So, that's a good question. I didn't think about before.
More responsibility.
Yeah, maybe a little more responsibility for me. It's more that I'm hearing from a lot more like different people. Like there's parents, there's students, there's teachers, there's interested parties outside of school, there's school board, there's all of this, there's leadership team here. And so just hearing a lot of different pieces, and sometimes they're all about the same thing. Sometimes it's all kinds of different things, but they're all coming at you at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's just learning how to, I think, maybe segment your time a little bit and knowing what to prioritize.
Yeah.
How to prioritize.
Which one is a big deal and which one can be pushed off.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I would say for myself, the administrative responsibilities are not something that I've experienced before. This is the first time for me.
Sure.
And so that has felt a lot different. And I have, that's new. And so it's hard. The worst you'll ever be is the first time.
Yeah.
And so that's okay. Yeah. But I have found joy then in the classroom teaching, because that is something that while it's my first time in high school, I do know how to teach, how to do a classroom. And so that's been really fun for me.
It's interesting you talk about that, because even my previous leadership experience and this experience, it's a different building, different group of people. So there are almost nuances to this culture, this subculture. And I'm enjoying it thoroughly, but just learning to learning to navigate the first things is definitely part of what I've experienced in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. I think our document is titled something like Tired But Happy. And I guess that kind of summarizes a little bit what we have both said here.
I can affirm that 100%. Yeah. I am enjoying my job to the point that I'm exhausted, but I'm going to go home today smiling.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Good. So there's been a lot of, I mean, we keep talking about all these things that are happening in the first week. So we're just going to highlight a couple and maybe just kind of discuss that. But the first day of school, that was not something I was preparing for.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, what is this? What are we supposed to learn? What's the lesson, Lord? Josh is specifically talking about the day before school started. All of us were nervous and, all right, here we go. And at 3 o'clock or something like that, a couple people kind of all at once said, there's no water pressure.
Yeah.
And so spring into action, and Josh had plans. And so suddenly it's like rush around. We don't have time to spend time maintenancing things.
Literally, I had to leave in the next hour, like within the hour.
And so we didn't know what the problem was. And I guess you got on the phone. Is that right?
Yeah. Did some basic troubleshooting and then realized pretty quickly it's going to be beyond what I have ability to take care of.
Yeah. So a big shout out here. There's a couple shout outs that are coming in this section, but Merlin Yutzi and his son-in-law showed up, and we discovered that the chlorination test for the water system had caused the brass fittings to corrode to the point that the well dropped out of the pitless adapter and went down, and it was holding on by a string.
Yeah.
But we needed to figure out a way to get it up and get it working. And Glenn Ash came and was kind of holding down the fort here as well, because we both had classes to teach the next day.
Yep.
But Merlin and his son-in-law worked long into the night and got it fixed. And then it was an electrical issue. And I think they were here past 1 o'clock. But at that point, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to fix the well that night.
Yeah.
Or the morning of the first day of school.
Whatever that might look like.
And so a 2-hour delay was called.
Yeah.
And even in that 2-hour delay, there were some bumps. We kind of had some things that maybe weren't set correctly. And so everyone did find out about it. Students came and prayed in the parking lot and did their class parties and all of that.
Yeah.
School started 2 hours late, but we were off to the races.
Hey, if we can overcome that. I'd say we started off the year pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, I'll take it. And I just want to just major shout out and thank you to Merlin and his son-in-law for serving us well.
Very much. It's these things that, you know, if Merlin's thinking about it, maybe he feels like he didn't do that much. Like, he just helped out. He did what he knew. But that's exactly what we appreciate. Like, it's just so meaningful because I couldn't have got that well up and going. Mm-hmm. By myself, you and I couldn't have.
That's right.
But he had the skill set. He knew what he was doing. He got to work. Got it fixed. So
yeah.
Thank you so much, Merlin, if you're listening to this, and it was a blessing to us.
Kind of puts new meaning to faith family.
It does, doesn't it?
We all need to pull together.
This school won't run unless everyone is doing their job. Yeah. Or it won't run as well.
That's right. We will have to cancel the first day of school instead of just having it 2 hours
late. Exactly. Yeah, it would have taken me all day.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I just have to think of little things too, kind of along the same line. But I mean, we were having some issues with our bleachers. We weren't sure what was going on. So I know Merlin Stolzfus came in. He has some skills there and offered his expertise. Ended up being something really small that we could fix right away. We had a dead tree out here in the parking lot. Don't ask me how or what happened to the thing, but literally just died.
I actually know a little something there.
Oh no. Okay.
there were some chainsaw marks down at the roots of it.
Ooh.
So
all right.
We can talk about that.
Yeah, we can talk about that one. Interesting story. Regardless, we have a fresh new tree there. So I'm excited for that. I think Mike Fox had a lot to do with that. So just, you know, all these people just pitching in little places, but it keeps our school looking great, and it's just an inviting place to learn.
Yeah. Believe it or not, not Merlin Fox. I mean, the first two were Merlin, so.
Yeah, it wasn't Merlin Fox. Yeah.
Thank you to all of you guys. Thank you, too, to the moms who came in on cleaning day. it was new teacher orientation that day, and so some of us were in meetings, but it was like a little ant colony around here. There was so much work getting done. A lot of students here helping, and it's kind of that nervous first time back to school type of feeling, but a lot got done that day, and I think all of the cleaning was done before we even took a break for lunch.
Yeah, that's right. That was very helpful. I like a clean building for sure.
Any other shout outs or memories from the first 2 weeks for you?
Yeah, I mean, there's just little things. I mean, I just think about we had Moms in Prayer. That's a pretty standard thing. Every month, I believe it is. But just knowing that there's people supporting us in that way is huge too. I mean, we feel that, we sense that. And it just feels good to have that. I know a couple moms brought in some snacks for us teachers, just little ways to say thank you, we appreciate you, we see you. And it goes a long way for our teachers. So thank you to those of you who did that.
Yeah, and even students are doing the same. I know that student gifts and notes of appreciation and just words.
Yeah.
If you're a student listening, thank your teacher.
Yeah, absolutely.
It means a lot. And maybe even in more than, I mean, the students do an incredible job here of thanking them, thanking each teacher at the end as they walk out the door. That's incredible. I feel appreciated in that way too.
Not this year, but my first year here at Faith, I have big memories. Very first day, students walked up to me, shook my hand. Good morning. What's your name? You know, just very friendly, inviting. I was taken back. I'm like, you are a student. What are you doing talking to me? Not because I didn't want them to. I did, but I just didn't expect it. So, and then that just followed the rest of the year. Like just that level of respect and care and saying thank you. Like first class that I teach, kids are walking out the room saying thank you for teaching. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I did teach. I mean, you're welcome. Like,
yeah.
This is just my job. This is what I do, but it felt good.
Yeah.
It actually motivated me.
Yeah. And I know even like the moms are praying, the students are praying too.
Yeah.
And I think the last two student prayer meetings, there have been like over 60 students here.
It's amazing.
Beautiful.
That blessed me as well. Super proud of them.
One of my other memories was Mr. Stauffer's chapel. I think he had it kind of on the first full week, and he talked about pulling together and different groups that are pulling together. And I just really want this year to be that way, where it's not different groups pulling against each other, but maybe comparing it to a sports team where the teachers are the coaches or something like that, where we are all in it together. We want what's best for our students. We're not trying to make it a hard time. We're not trying to make it difficult. We want what's best. And if everyone wants what's best for each other, we're pulling together.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I mean, our faith community is very familiar with sports. Sports seems to be a good reference point. There's so many different players on a team. They have different jobs, different tasks to do. They're all really working for the same goal. And we understand that concept. Mm-hmm. And so I think same thing here, right? They have different jobs to do.
I even think of Paul's reference to the body of Christ.
Oh, yeah.
And how everyone has different responsibility. Some it's fixing well pumps, and some it's standing up talking about English literature and Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And some of them it's,
I wonder who would even do that.
some of you it might be writing a 250 word Dear Doug essay for World Views class.
I love it.
But all of us have different responsibilities.
That's right. We're all learning together. That's been one of my favorite mantras the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning, you're learning, we're all learning together.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, I'm just seeing students just willing to help too, like just pitching in small areas. I've seen them clean up some spaces. I've seen them give encouraging words to each other. I don't know. Just honestly, maybe I'm too simple, but it's the small things that mean a lot to me. And I'm seeing them, and it's good.
Student ownership feels really good as a leader.
Yeah.
Where the students are actually taking responsibility for things like balls in the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
Cleaning up the lunch tables after everyone has eaten and left their trash there. Things like
that. Yeah. So good.
And we can all keep growing.
Oh, absolutely.
As well.
We're all learning together.
That's right.
Right. So that was kind of some of the highlights, I think, over the last couple of weeks here. Thinking ahead, we're going to take a good weekend here, and then what are we looking forward to?
I was shocked when the calendar, the bulletin board calendar in the hallway went up, and there were two soccer games in the month of September. And I'm pumped about them, but wow, we have only had two or three phys eds, and we already have a soccer game coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. We're going to play Shaferstown in a week and a half.
Yeah.
Ninth and 10th graders. And so we'll see if we can pull out the dub there. But that's one of the things that kind of, that's an event that popped into my head in class. Yeah. I feel like we're settling into routine. And we had in Worldviews, we had our first test today. And yeah. So kind of the intros are a little bit done, and we're actually getting down to the meat of the class and yeah. actually talking about the things. So yeah. those are some things that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was going to say something very similar. Like, I'm just, it feels like we established a bit of a routine now. And so, I don't know, I feel maybe a little bit lost until that routine is set, because mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just how I think through things. And so I'm excited. We're in routine now, I think, and now it's just settling in. And so I'm looking forward to that. I had to think of my English class, like my senior English class that I'm teaching. I'm teaching the British literature. And so we're talking about the very earliest literature that we have documented in Britain. And we're in my favorite time period of all time. Second favorite. There's another one coming up. But it's really where the beginnings of literature started, and where it started to be published, so that people started communicating their literature to other people outside their own community. And it just does some amazing things for the world, really, is what it came down to. And not only the world, but the Christian world. And we're starting to see, of course, we could talk in Bible times. I'm lecturing now, am I not?
English class.
But anyway, I'm super thrilled, because it's my favorite period. It's so formative to, I think, what we understand now as Christian people. So we're going to be talking about that. Yeah. Well, it's been a full first week. We're grateful for the energy and efforts the students and teachers have already put in. Even though we're a little tired, or a lot tired, there's a lot to celebrate, too.
Absolutely. We have seen students, also teachers, just working so hard.
Yes.
And stepping up and supporting each other, rallying together as a team. And I just feel like we've set the tone for a really strong year ahead.
We really did. As always, we welcome your input, feedback, suggestions. Please let us know how we can serve you. We're interested in teaching our generations forward, but also interested ourselves in being servants mm-hmm. of God's kingdom. And so we want to serve you.
Amen. Thanks for listening to this little no notes conversation today. We hope that it gives you a little glance or glimpse to what it's like to be here at Faith, to life at Faith, and the excitement of a brand new school year ahead.
As always, we welcome your prayers for school. Thanks again for listening to Faith Frontlines. Until next time,
keep the faith.